You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. French painter Paul Gauguin has been called the ultimate dropout artist. One of the leading post-impressionists, he quit his stockbroker's job and left his wife and five children to move to the South Pacific island of Tahiti. There in the 1890s, he did his famous lush paintings of local women. Recently, he's been criticized as a chauvinist who romanticized the hard life of the natives. Now a new show at the Museum of Modern Art highlights his rarely seen woodblock prints and wood carvings. WNYC's art critic Deborah Solomon says it's the best show she's ever seen at the museum, and she joins us now to explain why. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, Soterios.
So the best show you've ever seen at MoMA? Why is that?
I love this show. I love it. It is revelatory, and to me it's like a rescue mission because it rescues Gauguin from the Hollywood image of him as a stockbroker who left his family and went to Tahiti and hung out with beautiful girls and painted them. And in recent years, his stock has sort of gone down compared to the other post-impressionists. Cézanne, for instance, is revered. Van Gogh, revered. But with Gauguin, feminists have kind of picked on him, and we've been wondering, you know, what was he really up to in Tahiti? This show lets you know.
Now, the curator of the show, Star Figura, says the drawings and prints show a different side of Gauguin.
It changes from this dazzling, incredible color of the paintings into something more nuanced, darker, more subtle, and more mysterious in the works on paper. And this aura of mystery was at the heart of Gauguin's aesthetic.
Do you agree, Deborah?
Absolutely. I think with Gauguin, usually we're used to seeing his oil paintings, which are really irresistible. These glowing landscapes with brown-skinned Tahitian girls contrasted against beautiful blue skies. In this show, this is not a show of oil paintings. This is not a blockbuster of the usual kind where you go from one masterpiece to the next. Instead, what we're looking at are his woodblock prints, his wood carvings, his pottery. He worked in many different mediums. And what we see is an artist desperately exploring the same motifs from one medium to the next. So he'll take a subject, do a woodblock print of it, then make a ceramic based on it, then a wood carving. And all of the work, I thought, was unbelievably powerful in the sense that when you look at his ceramics, they look like they came out of a volcano. When you look at his wood carvings, they look like they climbed out of a tree. The work is incredibly earthy. And for me, it really reinvented Gauguin as an artist who was desperate to articulate his vision.
He was like a multimedia artist back
he
in
was.
The day.
Absolutely. Another way to put it. Absolutely. He was a multimedia artist.
Now, MoMA had to borrow the work for this show from 56 lenders. Why haven't we seen most of it before?
It's scattered all over the place. I mean, prints tend to be less glamorous and less dramatic than paintings in general. And what I loved about this show is that it makes the prints more interesting than the paintings. I swear to God, I know that doesn't sound believable. But the prints really are so much more visceral. They're mostly black and white. There's not a lot of color. They're a lot about twisting forms and flowing lines. And we haven't seen this work before because museums, to put on blockbusters, like to go for oil paintings. They tend not to go for the works on paper.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Gauguin the man. He was kind of an interesting character. He left his wife and five kids and moved to Tahiti, and he died in 1903. Alone and impoverished and suffering from syphilis, which was incurable back then. And then it wasn't until after he died that he became one of the giants of modern art. But, you know, recently he's been criticized for how he portrayed native Tahitians. What's your stand on him?
Well, yeah, Gauguin basically had a very big midlife crisis. He leaves Paris, he goes to Tahiti and takes up with young, beautiful Tahitian girls. And you could see why he's been unpopular with feminists. He fathered many children there, and the women who appear in his paintings, who seem to belong to this paradise, were in fact living in a culture that was rampant with alcoholism and prostitution and hunger and poverty. But this show gets beyond his politics. I mean, I didn't see him romanticizing that culture in these prints. I saw a new Gauguin. I saw an artist who was reaching into the deepest part of himself to try to express an image that was in his head.
Do you think this show could change Gauguin's legacy?
I think what this show does is really upgrade the reputation of prints in general and makes us see that you can do a show with maximal emotional effect based on prints and works on paper and not just paintings. Let me ask our listeners, would they rush to go see a show of prints? Or when they hear print, do they think that it's too technical and undramatic?
You can weigh in. Let us know at WNYC.org. Deborah Solomon is WNYC's art critic. Thanks so much, Deborah.
Thank you.
You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.